So maybe you're like our family. The holiday festivities are usually centered around eating. Matter of fact, the word festivity comes from the word feast, to eat. Okay? And that's a main part of this time of year. Let me ask you a couple questions. What makes a good meal better? Or on the other hand, what can make a delicious meal leave a bad taste in your mouth? Well, the answer to those questions, both of those, have the same answer. And that is the companions at our table. A greasy spoon diner is better with a good friend than an elegant restaurant with a total grump. Today we come to share a simple meal with a great friend. Proverbs says there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Scripture directs us to enjoy this table fellowship together weekly. It is a specific reservation to the best table. It is a personal invitation to a private meal and a divine table with the Savior of the world, not just as our host, but as our companion, sitting directly across from us. First Corinthians 10, 15 through 17 says this, I speak as to sensible people. Judge for yourselves what I say. The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? And the bread that we break, is it not a participation of the body of Christ? Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body, and we partake of the one bread. So today, at this time, it's easy to sit at this table, but be aware. Take warning, if you will. There is another who wants you to sit at his table, or who wants to sit at your table. 1 Corinthians goes on to say in the 21st verse of that same chapter, you cannot drink of the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the table of the Lord and the table of demons. So today, as we sit and eat and drink and remember and reflect, we reflect and we remember and we eat and drink with our Redeemer. 1 Corinthians 11, 24 through 28 says, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Whosoever therefore eats the bread and drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and the blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat the bread and drink the cup. We come today to eat with a great friend, an older brother, more importantly, our Savior. Father, we come before you, thanking you for the honor of being called to the table of your Son. Father, knowing that he is here and he is close. And so, Father, as we sit and enjoy and reflect on who he is, may we also examine our need for what he has done for us, so that we might realize, Father, that this is the table that we need to be at. And Father, may we always be sitting at your table. You know, Satan desires us and desires for us too. And he makes all kinds of elaborate plans and things to draw us away. But Father, you have given this for us to draw us back to you. We thank you for that. We thank you most of all for Jesus and for the price that he paid in his death and for the power that he gave through his resurrection. We pray all this in Jesus' holy name.